Not at all, and I actually would assert a couple of things. One, I would be very surprised, having read his manifesto, if these radical Christians within his church weren't Christian identity. If you dig into the passages that Ernest quoted in his manifesto, I published in my book, America's Secret Jihad, the creed for the Christian identity folks. And it's heavily rooted in selectively quoting and quoting out of context certain passages in the Bible, both New and Old Testament. And he checked off almost every single one. We're talking five or six, and that's incredibly rare. These aren't passages that are typically cited in any conventional Christian congregation, certainly not all of them together. But I would add something else, and this is something that hasn't been all that commonly reported. I don't know if it's been reported anywhere about Mr. Bowers. Now, I don't know if he was himself fully immersed in Christian identity, but I'd be, again, incredibly surprised if he wasn't influenced by it for two reasons. The first is that the quote he actually had on his Twitter page, I think John 8:44, is one of the most commonly cited passages by Christian identity folks. Now, by itself, it was also cited by, you know, Nazis in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
But dig deeper into his Twitter feed, and he actually gives a screen print of the Christian identity Wikipedia page and gives his assent to it. He doesn't say this is... It said something like, you know, something that makes this much sense has to be right. And it included the actual text.
Mm-hmm.
I even called the FBI in regards to Bowers about this. And I actually probably need to call the FBI in San Diego about Mr. Ernest. I would be very surprised if at the end of this, especially with Ernest, you don't find at least a very strong influence of Christian identity as opposed to conventional Christians.
Mm-hmm.